breaking news with startling new details about the very beginning of the coronavirus pandemic and the lack of precautions by the Trump administration to respond to possibly exposed Americans coming in from overseas. The Washington Post has obtained two studies concerning the evacuation of Americans from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of it all a year ago, detailing how those Americans touching down at a California military base almost exactly 1 year ago were met by U.S. health officials with no prevention plan or infection control training. They weren't even wearing masks. And the Washington Post, Dan Diamond, broke the story minutes ago. He's with us live on the phone now. Welcome in, Dan. Can you take us to this scene in California roughly a year ago and why those people weren't wearing masks or taking other precautions?
Well, eerily, it wasn't just roughly a year ago. A year ago at this time, evacuees were coming by plane out of China on their way to California. They touched down the morning of January 29th, and the health officials who had been rapidly scrambled to meet them at the base, many of them weren't infectious disease experts. They worked on things like social work, like helping people fill out paperwork to get various health needs met. But they were the ones who had been scrambled because of this last-minute decision to send the evacuees to the base. As a result, there wasn't enough protective equipment. People didn't even know that they necessarily needed it. And in the days ahead, there were multiple close encounters that investigators, a federal watchdog said, were just creating new risks throughout the time that they were there.
What about these two words in your article, bad optics? Who was sending a message that it might be bad optics to, for example, wear a mask?
So there were about 200 Americans who had been evacuated from Wuhan who were at this military base. They had lots of questions. There were various quote-unquote town halls between the health officials and the evacuees. And apparently at one of these town halls, a health official told other staff to take off their masks and gloves and said that this was bad optics, that this official was worried if the evacuees were posting photos on social media, that it would attract attention, it would make people nervous. And health workers took off some of their gear and told investigators they were concerned about this. The official who was quizzed by the investigator and asked why she said it was bad optics, she argued that they just didn't have clear transparency on what they needed to do in that moment.
No excuses, of course, Dan, but just for the sake of argument, given how much we've learned in the past year, can any of these folks be excused for perhaps being ignorant of the rules or not realizing how transmissible this disease is, et cetera?
Well, that's a great question. I think what we know on January 28th, 2021 is very different than what we knew on January 29th, 2020. There has been a massive uptake of information about COVID, how it spreads, what we need to do, how we need to be protected. I will say, as a health reporter who is covering those evacuations, the lack of precautions when there were first inklings about this a year ago, and my Washington Post colleagues, Lena Sun, Yasmin Abudaleb, did break a story about a whistleblower complaint last year about this exact issue. They should have been wearing more protective equipment, but the amount of precautions that were ignored, that's a real red flag. And I think that's what tonight's story gets to.
Can we go as far as to say the man at the top, Donald Trump, the example he was setting was already evident in these encounters with the evacuees?
I wouldn't go that far, just because I don't think President Trump was all that aware of what was even going on here. But there were senior health officials who were trying to figure out how to get Americans out of China. And I think this speaks to the chaos inside the Trump administration. There wasn't a great plan. There weren't great precautions, and officials were coming up with tactics on the fly.
We sure appreciate you joining us this evening. Thank you for your reporting.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dan Diamond with The Washington Post.